current community conversations. We've got a health update here coming from Director of Chickasaw County Public Health. I have Lisa Welter on the line with us. Lisa, thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're into the month of May, and of course, no shortage of topics to talk about here for this month. I know last time we spoke about the updates to some of your programs. Could you give us an update on those programs in question?
I can definitely do that. Again, like we said last time, due to budget constraints, we've had multiple adjustments within our department. I wanted to run down those changes again for public health, home health, and environmental health, kind of three different pieces to our department. I've had some increased questions over the past couple of weeks and some confusion and things, so I just thought it would be good to go over those again. So for home health piece of it, we'll start there. So for home health, we're no longer able to offer respite care for individuals and families. So an example of this to kind of explain that would be we would go into an individual's home, possibly who had maybe Alzheimer's, and we would care for them so that their caretaker could have a break or do errands or maybe go to a medical appointment and take care of themselves. This is in effect now, so we're no longer able to take individuals on for respite care. We're no longer able to take referrals for social work, and we're no longer able to take any more referrals for sliding scale reduced fee for our services. And this program was for individuals with low incomes or decreased incomes. So both of these are in effect now. We're not able to take any new ones of those. And then going to June 1st, so as of June 1st, we will have to make cuts to our homemaker services. We do want to put out there, though, that our veteran services won't be changing. And then as of June 1st, again, we will no longer be able to provide CDAC services. And this stands for Consumer Directed Attendant Care Service. And so this would be services to help individuals who possibly have brain injuries, physical disabilities, mental disabilities, or intellectual disabilities. And then for home health, the last thing we're no longer able to do would be take on individuals who are on NEI 3A, which stands for Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging. Flipping over to the public health piece of it, so we're going to try to continue to do the foot clinics, and those are going to be offered the first Tuesday of every month. But instead of doing two different times of those, we used to do a morning time and an afternoon time. We're just going to be doing the morning appointments unless arrangements are made. For environmental health, flipping over to that, we're no longer going to be able to sell radon testing out of our office. Like I said last month, it is still very, very important to test your homes for radon because that prevents lung cancer. However, so one little thing that I did find out, so you can get them at any local stores, or you can order them from the American Lung Association. If you do order those from local stores, you do have to pay a processing fee for those. But if you order them from the American Lung Association, you just pay that one-time fee for them, and you send it in, and I believe they process that for free, last I knew. So just kind of a little piece of information there. And then our environmental health specialist is going to be going from full-time to part-time hours, and this will start July 1st. So starting July 1st, he's going to have new office hours. So on Monday through Wednesday, that will be from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesdays will be from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Or sorry, Thursdays. Thursdays will be from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And then Friday through Sunday, the office just for environmental health will be closed. And this will be unless arrangements are made through him. Just want to note, though, that the public health office hours will stay the same, and that's Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. So this is the changes that we have in place right now. If there are more changes or more cuts need to be made as we go, we're going to relay that information to everybody.
All right. Speaking with Lisa Welter, joining us here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull from Chickasaw County Public Health and Home Care. Now, Lisa, for those home care options that are no longer covered, are you guys referring to other organizations that could help out those in need?
Yes, we're trying to work with all the caseworkers, because this affected a lot of Medicaid individuals. So the caseworkers have been so great to work with. And like I said, we're trying to work together and find other agencies to come in and try to provide the same care and hopefully the same quality of care that we're providing currently.
Very good. Very good. Kind of skip ahead to something that's very topical, especially for today. If I'm not mistaken, we talked at the top of the morning show this morning that it's National Nurses Day. Is that right?
That is correct. So, yes, Nurses Day is actually today, but it's all week long. So today, like we said, is National Nurses Day. We want to thank our dedicated nurses here at Chickasaw County Public Health and Home Care. And we want to also thank all the nurses that we work with out in the community that make a difference in people's lives. Your dedication, compassion, and hard work doesn't go unnoticed.
Excellent. Excellent. We move along to month-long recognitions for awareness and prevention as well. Let's focus on the latter here with Skin Cancer Prevention Month. Lisa, could you elaborate on this topic for the month of May?
I sure can. We've talked about skin cancer in the past and ways to prevent it, but I think it being nice outside again, it's a good topic just to go over for review. So skin cancer is one of the cancers that can actually be preventable if we take some preventative measures. Skin cancer, what it is an abnormal growth of skin cells, and a lot of times it's caused by UV radiation, so from like the sun or tanning beds, that type of stuff. Some of the types of skin cancers would be basal cell carcinoma, or we hear it called BCC, and this is the most common skin cancer. It's a very slow-growing skin cancer. Another type would be squamous cell carcinoma, or SCC, and this skin cancer is usually non-life-threatening, but it can spread if you don't treat it. And then the third type of skin cancer we hear of is melanoma, and this skin cancer is less common, but it's the most deadly. If it is found early, though, it can be treated, so that's why it's important to find that early. Some of the skin cancer risks would be exposure to sunlight and tanning beds, like we kind of talked about. If you have fair skin, or light eyes, that could be another factor. History of sunburns, family history of skin cancer, or a weakened immune system. So ways we can prevent this would be wearing long sleeves and a hat, wearing that sunscreen of SPF 30 or more. Try to limit times in the sun, so try not to go out in the sun from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. if possible, and then wear those sunglasses because sometimes that cancer can hurt the eyes too. Characteristics of skin cancer that we look at when looking at areas of the skin would be if we have areas like a mole and one half does not match the other, maybe the borders of the mole are ragged or have ragged edges. It could vary in color, so maybe it's brown, black, red, white, or blue. The diameter is usually larger than a pencil eraser, and then the size, shape, and color is really what we pay attention to. So if you notice any of these, we encourage you to see your doctor just to check out to make sure, and if it is skin cancer, we want to catch it early, and if it's not, that's great, just kind of a peace of mind, makes you feel better that it is not skin cancer. So it's very important to pay attention to your body. If you see any changes in your body that's not typical for you, and it doesn't have to just be skin changes, it can be anything, definitely we encourage you to go get that checked out, because sometimes things like cancer show up and we want to make sure that they're diagnosed early so that we can have a better treatment and survival rate for those.
Very timely topic indeed, especially with the forecast that I see for the weekend going into next. It's pretty much mostly sunny, and I see that currently the UV index is very high. They say daytime UV is currently at an 8, so probably all the more reason to layer up that SPF, right?
That's right. We'll all be outside now.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, speaking with Lisa Welter, joining us here from Chickasaw County Public Health for our May Health Update on 95.1 The Bull. Another timely topic as well. And now that we have, you know, the change of seasons and farmers and planters, they're out and about right now. It's a very stressful time for many. And one that kind of goes hand in hand with this is Mental Health Awareness Month. And Lisa, you have more information on that as well?
I do. It is a great time to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month and how it affects, you know, how we think, how we act, maybe how we feel, how we handle stress, what choices we make, and how we relate to others. So some signs that we may see or that you want to pay attention for either in yourself or someone else could be sadness or irritability, if they're withdrawn from friends or activities, changes in their eating or sleeping patterns, excessive fear or worrying, substance misuse, and thoughts of self-harm or suicide. So things that you can do to help would be encourage people to seek help early. You want to educate yourself, too, on mental health so that you can help other people or help reduce stigma of mental health. You want to be there for others and be kind to people, please. Some resources that you can use, if you are in a crisis or if you're having suicidal thoughts, you can dial or text 988, and this is a 24-hour chat line. They do come out sometimes to a location of your choice to help out with that, and this is free of charge. All of these things are free of charge. You can also visit yourlifeiowa.org, and they can help with any situation that you're facing. And this could even be anything like alcohol, drugs, gambling, suicide, mental health, anything like that. And then they do have the Iowa Warm Line, and this is for non-crisis situations. And individuals are available to talk through that have been through a similar journey, and they're there to give support to you. So that Iowa Warm Line number is 844-775-9276.
Excellent, excellent. Speaking with Lisa Welter, joining us once again from Chickasaw County Public Health and Home Care, New Hampton, 95.1 The Bull. We'll make sure to get that posted in our health update post at 95.1thebull.com, along with one more point of reference here. You know, we're getting towards the final weeks of school, so probably a good idea to make sure the kids and grandkids are up to date on their vaccines. Correct, Lisa?
That is correct. So some questions we ask are your kids school-aged, or are they going to be going into preschool? Are they going to be going into kindergarten? Do you have children going into seventh grade? Do you have children that are going to be seniors, or are you moving into the area and need your records transferred? So yes, it's that time of year to enjoy summer, and we don't want to be thinking about school anymore probably. But if you answered yes to any of those questions, it's really important to start thinking about back to school immunizations. And this way you're ready for the new school year and you're not pressured or short on time when that time of year comes. So schools are required to verify immunization records for all students who are enrolled in their school, and this includes if somebody is homeschooled too and they live in the district. The school district that you live in is responsible for your immunization records. So it is a state law that parents and legal guardians ensure that their minor child is adequately immunized against certain diseases. And these diseases are diseases that are deadly. We know they can cause harm to our kids. So that's why it's very important to get those immunizations. So our goal with this is to ensure that our children are safe and that other children are safe. Some of these immunizations could include diphtheria, measles, mumps, rubella, which is that MMR that we talked about, and measles being in the news. So that's a very important one to get. Pertussis, tetanus, polio, varicella. So students need to provide a certificate of immunization. And what this is a record showing that they've had, or what immunizations that they've had, really. They can have a religious exemption or a medical exemption too. And the school or daycare does have to have this on file in order to comply with this law. So local public health is required to audit elementary schools, secondary schools, and daycares, and this is to ensure that the law is being followed. They must have a vaccine record, and it can't be any just written vaccine record. It has to be one that's been approved by the state of Iowa, and that's what has to be on file. So if they do not have the required items, your child might not be able to attend school until this is received. So at any time, we want to encourage you to feel free to call our office, though, and you can talk to Andrea or Ann. And so they work on keeping kiddos up to date on immunizations, and they can help actually review your child's immunization immunization record to ensure that you have everything turned into the school that you need ahead of time. So if you're hesitant to on certain vaccinations, I do encourage you to reach out to your provider's office or our office too to help answer questions. And this could even include, what's in the vaccine. If somebody is hesitant because of things that they think are in the vaccine and they just kind of want to check that out, because there's a lot of myths out there about vaccines, and some of them are not always true. So we are always here to answer questions about any of that. We can do research and look it up and really help you out in that way. So we do appreciate your planning ahead to ensure the 25-26 school year does go smooth.
Very good. And just kind of an additional note on to add to that, Lisa, with, sometimes things can be kind of hectic on both sides, both for the parents and for the administration. Would it probably be a good idea for parents to maybe just have a backup, a little paper trail of those school vaccines? Because sometimes things get a little lost in the fold. Want to make sure to have a good time saver in case they bring that up again at the school.
Yes, definitely. And if you reach out to us, because like I said, there's certain ones that are accepted by the state, and we can print those, and the schools can print those, doctor's offices can print those. So it's important, instead of having them written down, to definitely reach out to us, because we are here to help, and we would love to print those and get those to the school for you.
Excellent, excellent. Once again, Lisa Welter joining us here from Chickasaw County Public Health on 95.1 The Bull. Now, I did reach out to you, Lisa, prior to us on the air here. I noticed that Trimark in New Hampton has been printing up some colorful shirts. I believe they're kind of teal-colored here in regards to PCOS. So I wanted to ask you if you could just kind of briefly skim over the topic of PCOS for those that are curious about the subject.
Sure. I didn't have a lot of time to research this, but what it stands for is polycystic ovary syndrome. And this is, I feel like it's becoming more common in people. And it is a hormonal disorder that affects women of reproductive age. And so it can have a wide variety of symptoms and things like that. Ovarian cysts, we hear about a lot, sometimes like infertility and things like that. So definitely a health topic worth looking into or talking to your doctor about.
Okay. And I'm aware that the Awareness Month in regards to PCOS is not till September. So maybe down the line we could discuss that a little more in detail when time comes around for that.
Definitely. I think that would be great. A great topic, because I think it touches a lot of people.
Absolutely. Speaking once again with Lisa Welter here on 95.1 The Bull, any other topics you wanted to discuss before we part ways this morning?
I do not. One thing I was thinking about on the way here, though, is definitely pay attention and be safe around tractors and things that are driving. Be courteous of them and take extra time to make sure everybody's safe.
Absolutely. We discussed that with Iowa Trooper Tom Williams in the past week, and we'll do so again with Chickasaw County Sheriff Orion Shaver. I believe next Monday we'll be speaking with him on that, among other subjects there. Further information, Lisa, on all those topics, more questions, information, how can we get a hold of you?
Yes, we do have our Facebook page, Chickasaw County Public Health, and then we always take calls. So if you have any questions or concerns or looking for some information, definitely call us at the office. Our office number is 641-394-4053.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us here this morning on behalf of Chickasaw County Public Health and Home Care. And we look forward to the month ahead. And once again, as we get into summertime.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Lisa Welter here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. We'll get that conversation posted at 95.1thebull.com. 9:38 on the Morning Roundup.